The California sun climbed high over the quiet condo roof. Robert sat by the window with his old laptop open. The screen was bright and the courier font was crisp. He was typing the manual for the folding containers. It was the work James had started before the shift. Minnie walked in carrying a bag of fresh groceries. Virginia called, she said, setting the bag down. She has a double shift at the hospital tonight. Robert nodded, his fingers still moving on the keys. She always was the one who wanted to heal things. Minnie started to unpack the bread and the milk. She says the patients don't care about our past. They just want someone to hold a steady hand. Robert paused and looked at his own steady hands. They were no longer soft from the executive life. They were the hands of a man who had survived 44,192. How is Dorothy doing at the school? Robert asked. Minnie smiled as she put the butter in the fridge. She loves the kids, Rob. She says teaching truth is better than any title. The house was quiet, but it felt very full of life. Simple, centered with deep care. No more gold leaf, she said, pointing to the ink. Just black and white and the desert orange. Robert looked at the work of his youngest daughter. It looks like us, he said, touching the paper. It looks like home. Barbara phoned in from the bookstore downtown. The mall murder is the top pick this week, Dad. People are buying it by the dozen, she laughed. Robert felt a warmth that money had never provided. His words were helping the family pay the rent. Minnie took the phone to talk to her oldest girl. Are you coming for the steak dinner? She asked. I am bringing the special Mexican rub over. Robert went back to the industrial manual text. He needed to make sure the measurements were right. The 6x9 layout was his new temple of order. Air not hiding the prison or the debt sold. They were wearing them like badges of a new war. The California wind began to kick up dust. Robert watched it swirl against the glass pane. He wasn't afraid of the storm or the coming night. He had his daughters and he had his faithful wife. Oh.